When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, buddy, welcome to Cobras and Fire.
Oh, yeah.
A little technical difficulties for anybody that actually hung in through that bullshit. There we go. Yeah, March Madness. How's your day going? Mine's a complete shit show.
It's a 50% shit show.
All right.
Not too bad.
All right, well, I'll take it.
Yeah, man.
Well, good to see you, but let's get into the... Let's not wait any longer. It sounds like you got things to get out of here for, so I'm just trying to get the light where I can actually read. You know, I'm Sebastian Bach here. All right, well, round two is in the books. We had a couple close calls, but again, a bunch of blowouts.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into it. We had Tesla going up against Alice Cooper. So Tesla Shock, this is in the LC region, going up against Alice Cooper, Along Came a Spider. So the winner had 75% of the vote. You want to take a stab here?
Yeah, there's no chance that Along Came a Spider didn't win.
That's correct. Yes. I don't know what happened to the music. But anyway,
it's gone. Yeah, it's all right.
That's okay. Yeah. No, we're all good. But yeah, so not a closely contested matchup. 80% in the Tesla got 80% of the Cobra and Fire vote and 70% of the Decibel Geek vote, so he ended up with 75%. Moving on, still in the LC region, we had Chris Cornell going up against Motley Crue Generation Swine. So Chris Cornell with the album Scream, and Motley Crue Generation Swine.
Oh, that's the results. What was it? You said 80%?
Oh, I didn't give you the percentage. Sorry,
yeah.
Man. Look, the technical difficulties got me off my game here. 72% of the vote was the winner.
Okay, 72%, and you just already gave the answer, or you did not? You just said, okay. So I'm going to say that it's got to be Swine.
Yeah, it was fucking Swine. Of course it was Swine.
Okay.
Come on.
There's some people that like that album, I think.
Yeah,
but they are all wrong.
They are 100% wrong. All right, let's get to the Camaro region. Not too close in this area here either. Mitch Malloy going up against the LA Guns. Surprisingly, the winner ran away with this one. I thought this was going to be kind of a tight one. 85% of the vote.
Oh, come on. Hello, Bucko. Happy birthday, Bucko. It's Mitch Malloy.
Yeah, damn right it was Mitch Malloy. 88% in the Decibel Geek group, the community there. And in the Cobras on Fire, 82%.
I would just like to say that I think this is probably Mitch Malloy's greatest accomplishment, is making it this far in this specific tournament in his entire career.
Well, he's voted for his own record 4 times in each group, so.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, that is 100% true. That was for the people watching at home.
Yeah.
All right. The next up in the Camaro region, he has Guns N' Roses, Chinese Democracy going up against two. This one was a little tighter, but it's still not much of a contest. 66.5% of the vote to the winner.
Yeah, it's got to be with the history, 13 years of development for that album. So I'm going to say GNR.
You got it, man. You're nailing it so far. All right, well, let's get into the Baco region. Well, actually, with the Baco and CC region, each one of us had a hotly contested matchup. I'm going to save those two for the last two.
But that sounds good.
With 92.5% of the vote, the winner of Bret Michaels versus Ace Frehley. What do you got here? And by the way, 96% of the Cobras and Fire votes went to the winner.
Wow, come on. It's got to be Bret Michaels. He's got the strength. Goddamn, I feel the right. Bongos.
Goddamn right it was Bret Michaels.
Bongo, bongo, bongo.
So we'll come back and touch on the Bruno versus Poison. And then in the Chris Sinzak's region, we had Dawkins Shadow Life going up against Quiet Riot Road Rage. 68.5% of the vote for the winner. Who do you got here?
And I'm going to say that most people have not heard either of these albums that are still voting. And I'm going to say that just from knowing that it's American Idol winner and you, from your past review and the history with the show, it's got to be Quiet Riot.
Damn right. Quiet Riot goes on to the Elite Eight.
I've never heard it still. One of us has never heard it in this show.
Okay, well, good enough. All right, so this next matchup came down to a total of 4 votes. It had the same winner in both groups, but very slim margin. It won by, let's see here, 3 votes in our group and 1 vote in the Decibel Geek group. So we have Warrant with Belly to Belly going up against Queensryche, Frequency Unknown.
Yeah, I thought this was a pretty tight matchup when I saw it. Now, question on this, since we've been just rocketing through this, so we're good on time. Let's just say here. Do you think that there's a lot of burner accounts used on this one? Do you notice, when you look at the like people, do you notice any names, or did you not even check?
Well, I guess I see them, but I don't.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
I don't really like focus in to see if there's some shenanigans going on.
Okay.
I do know that I have voted in for the Cobras and Fire group and myself and everyone. Right. So. Okay.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to say this one's a toss up, really. So, I'm going to say what I hope, and that's the Warrant one.
That's correct.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yes. All right. So now to the tightest matchup we've had so far in the entire tournament. That is Bruce Willis with his record Return of Bruno going up against Poison Hollyweird. Okay, this only won by 1 vote.
Wow.
When I went to bed last night, well, you know what, I'll touch on that after we announce the results. So, yeah, it's this one lost in the Cobras and Fire group, but won in the Decibel Geek group.
Okay, okay.
And again,
sense.
51% to 49%, it's 1 vote. What do you got? How about this? Who do you want to win, and who do you think won?
I actually would be kind of fine with both of these. I think they'd both be fun, honestly.
Same.
So, one's a fake one, and one's just a terrible, terrible album. Just because of our general audience, I'm going to say Hollyweird.
All right. Bruno advances to the Elite Eight.
Bruce!
When I went to bed last night, Bruce Willis had a solid 5-vote lead between the 2 groups, right?
Okay.
And he was winning by at least a vote in both. When I woke up this morning, he was down by 5. When I checked that, I shut the pools down around 11 a.m. It was just so slim. I was like, God, I hope we don't need a tiebreaker. And we did not. No, it one vote for Bruno gets him to the Elite Eight. So let's get to the matchups then. So going into round three, voting starts. I think I'll probably launch it.
Before we even launch that, what do you think about where this is at right now? I think it's pretty exciting this year.
It is, yeah. And I'm actually looking forward to almost any of the records that were left, to be honest
Same.
With you.
Yep.
I was with you 100%. I was like, fuck, maybe I kind of want to talk about that Poison record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, I know it's going to be disappointing to Joey. We got 2025 coming up, Joey. It was a solid showing by Poison. Nothing to be ashamed of. We'll see if we can stack the deck for him next year. I'll do the opposite, LC. I'll pick Poison, and then I'll just pick albums people love for my entire bracket.
There you go.
At least
Perfect.
Get to the final four. All right. So Bruce Willis, then he goes up against Bret Michaels. So we lose out on the Poison Bret Michaels matchup, which would have been great.
Bruno versus Bret. Love it.
A couple BRs there. In the Sinzak region, we have Warrant Belly to Belly going up against Quiet Riot Road Rage. God, that's a tongue twister there. Man, I don't know. I'm actually good with both of those, too.
Yeah. Well, this is... Okay, keep it going. These are tight.
All right, we got Tesla going up against Tesla Shock in the LC region going up against Motley Crue Generation Swine. I'm hoping for Tesla on this one, to be honest with you. Probably because I've actually listened to Generation Swine more than once.
So I'm gonna make sure I got that wrong because we started right in the beginning and it was a little jumbled. So just to be clear, Alice Cooper lost. Tesla won the first
Correct.
Round.
Correct. Yes.
I heard that incorrectly in the beginning.
Okay.
Part. Okay.
Hey,
okay.
You know what?
Got it.
With all the technical, I might have misspoke. Yeah. No.
That's fine.
Tesla
That's
advanced.
Fine. But just wanted to clarify it for the listeners.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. All right, then we got in the Camaro region, Mitch Malloy. He's chugging along. He hasn't had really a close one, but he also hasn't had that 92% victory that Bret Michaels just fucking hammered Ace Frehley with. So,
right.
But he's not going up against Bret Michaels. He's going up against his own juggernaut, Guns N' Roses with Chinese Democracy.
Oh, man.
And I'm good with either of these, too, honestly.
That's a hard one there, too. Just me even picking, you know what I mean? History of the show with Mitch, or just wanting to finally dig into GNR. So,
all right.
Okay.
Well, real quick, I'll touch on a little bit of the brackets. You have pulled into first place against the four of us that picked it. You have a 1-point lead. And Stacy Sullivan, I should mention, he sent me his bracket last night, and I was like, this can't be eligible. But then I looked at his picks. He clearly filled this out ahead of time. He didn't cheat. He's in last place.
okay,
LC, you still got three of your final four left. Swine, Guns N' Roses, and Warrant. I have those. I have Mitch Malloy, Swine, and Warrant still left. Other than that, of the final four, you have 24 points. I got 23. Sinzak is down to 20. His whole bracket was shot last week, so he didn't get any points there. But he still has, as far as the final four, he's still in there. Motley Crue, Bret Michaels, and Mitch Malloy. He's got three of the four left.
And they all say, in Vegas, never bet on Lou Reed.
Right, yes. You see it everywhere. It's like warnings. Like
mm-hmm.
You get off the plane, they hand you a flyer. Don't bet on Lou Reed.
It's a Lulu clause.
Yeah, okay. Then we got for Camaro, he has got 19 points. He had a nice little rally, but still a rough first round, so he's probably toast. But he's got Crue and Mitch Malloy left for getting any more points. And then just real quick on the top end, what are we looking at? 22 points, it looks like, for Al Horta. And then, like I said, Stacy Sullivan with his late entry is already in last place. Anyway, thanks for voting, everybody. Again, midday Thursday, we're going to get the brackets back up. We're going to do the Elite Eight, and then we'll set up at the round four, final four for the weekend. And then the championship probably on Monday. So that's kind of the schedule. LC, I'll probably talk to you one more time regarding this between then and the championship. But after that, we pull the polls, we go dark, and people don't know until we launch the episode.
Oh, that's true. That's the suspense part. How about you just run those matches one more time, since we'll just take a second, just for people before we sign off.
Yeah, no problem. We got Tesla Shock going up against Motley Crue Generation Swine. Mitch Malloy with his self-titled 1992 debut record before he had his own thing going. going up against Guns N' Roses' Chinese Democracy. He was in Van Halen, by the way. Did you know that?
He gets that a lot.
Oh, yeah. And Bruce Willis going up against Return of Bruno, going up against Brett Michaels' Songs of Life. Just for the record, Sinzak, yes, I mistyped it because of a brain fart. I didn't think the album was... I didn't, like, confuse it. You know, I heard his comments on his podcast. No, It's called a typo, asshole. It's just a train of thought. You know what? I'm a busy man. I got a lot going on. I can't always get every word right. anyway, so yeah, Bruce Willis up against Brett Michaels. And then Warrant with Belly to Belly going up against Quiet Riot Road Rage. So those are your Elite Eight. And well done on your...
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
You're doing great on your bracket this year. But it's funny, too. I forgot to call you out on something. Hold on.
Oh, great. Can't wait.
You are kind of fucked because you don't know how to fill out sports brackets. You have Generation Swine going up against Guns N' Roses in the Final Four, and they would meet to win to go to the Final Four. Or not the Final Four. You have them both in the championship, head-to-head to win it all.
I'll have to see what I did. I did that quick.
Yeah.
But either way, my final pick is my final pick. So.
Yeah. You're still good. So, anyway.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, this has been fun. Thanks, everybody, for contributing. Any last words before we sign off, LC?
No, man. March Madness. Round 3, as far as the third time we've done it. I think it's the best one yet. Thanks, everybody, for contributing. And I'll see you next time.
All right, man.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.